Greetings in Christ, I'm Pastor Ryan James Obradowitz. The New Testament reading for today is from Revelation 8, verses 1 through 13. When the Lamb opened the seventh seal, there was silence in heaven for about half an hour. Then I saw the seven angels who stand before God, and seven trumpets were given to them. And another angel came and stood at the altar with a golden censer, and he was given much incense to offer with the prayers of all the saints on the golden altar before the throne. And the smoke of the incense with the prayers of the saints rose before God from the hand of the angel. Then the angel took the censer and filled it with fire from the altar and threw it on the earth. And there were peals of thunder, rumbling, slashes of lightning, and an earthquake. Now the seven angels who had the seven trumpets prepared to blow them. The first angel blew his trumpet, and there followed hail and fire mixed with blood, and these were thrown upon the earth. And a third of the earth was burned up, and a third of the trees were burned up, and all green grass was burned up. The second angel blew his trumpet, and something like a great mountain burning with fire was thrown into the sea, and a third of the sea became blood. A third of the living creatures in the sea died, and a third of the ships were destroyed. The third angel blew his trumpet, and a great star fell from heaven, blazing like a torch. And it fell on a third of the rivers and on the springs of water. The name of the star is Wormwood. A third of the waters became wormwood, and many people died from the water because it had been made bitter. The fourth angel blew his trumpet, and a third of the sun was struck, and a third of the moon, and a third of the stars, so that a third of their light might be darkened, and a third of the day might be kept from shining, and likewise a third of the night. Then I looked, and I heard an eagle crying with a loud voice as it flew directly overhead, "Woe, woe, woe to those who dwell on the earth, at the blast of the other trumpets that the three angels are about to blow." O Lord, have mercy on us. Thanks be to God. In many and various ways, God spoke to his people of old by the prophets. But now in these last days, he has spoken to us by his Son. In the name of the Father and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. At the opening of this seventh seal, we have silence in heaven for a brief period. Seven angels receive seven trumpets. Our text then continues to record four of those angels blowing trumpets, initiating judgment upon the earth. Peals of thunder, lightning, and earthquake, hail and fire mixed with blood. A third of the earth, trees, green grass, burned up. Death in the seas. Ships destroyed, the fall of a great star called Wormwood, the sun and moon are struck, their lights darkened. Daylight diminishes, people die. Such judgments come before the eagle cries, "Woe, woe, woe to those who dwell on the earth at the blasts of the other trumpets that the three angels are about to blow." Four angels have sounded their trumpets, three are left, and the eagle's woes signify it's about to get a whole lot worse. This is a text about God's divine and righteous judgment, and let's note it's the Lamb who opens a seal. Who else is the Lamb but Jesus Christ our Lord? This image of Jesus ushering in judgment is one very much in accord with the preaching of John the Baptist, who says of Jesus, quote, "His winnowing fork is in his hand, and he will clear his threshing floor and gather his wheat into the barn, but the chaff he will burn with unquenchable fire," end quote. These judgments in Revelation also correspond with Jesus' teaching about the end of the age. Read Matthew 24 and you'll hear Jesus' description of the end, filled with upheaval, wars, famines, and earthquakes, which is the beginning of the birth pains. In addition to this, the church will suffer persecution for bearing the name of the Lamb who opens the seventh seal. When seeing Revelation 8, 1 through 13 in conjunction with Jesus' word in Matthew 24, and we know also that the gospel of the kingdom will be proclaimed throughout the whole world as a testimony to all nations, and then the end will come. Affliction, tribulation, judgment from God, we deserve all of it because of our sinful flesh and desire for evil. But the baptized believer not only battles the old Adam in all of us, but in faith looks to Christ and banks on his promises during times of affliction, tribulation, and feelings of judgment. In such times, we must flee to the Lamb whose blood means eternal redemption and a place in the presence of our God, who lives and reigns over the devil and this fallen world. The church in times of trial and affliction goes forth, still singing the song of salvation, carrying the gospel that is still a light the devil cannot snuff out. And thus the good from such judgments in Revelation 8 is that the church learns even more about the mercy and love of God and his sure and certain gospel that endures forever as the world rots and decays. Christ crucified and risen means a salvation for you, a kingdom that is his, and it endures until the end. When the Lord Jesus returns and takes us from this veil of tears to himself on that last day that is glorious for his people. Amen. Let us pray. O God, our refuge and our strength, you raised up your servant, Katharina, to support her husband in the task to reform and renew your church in the light of your word. Defend and purify the church today, and grant that through faith we may boldly support and encourage our pastors and teachers of the faith as they proclaim and administer the riches of your grace, made known in Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.